What's up, guys? I'm Taylor Holder, and you're watching Life Minute TV.
Singer, songwriter, and viral content creator Taylor Holder found fame on TikTok a few years ago, amassing 20 million fans in just 2 years. Now the Texas-born 24-year-old is channeling his southern roots, recently performing at this year's CMA Fest with friend and CMT Next Woman of Country, Raina Roberts. After the fest, he stayed in Nashville to write and record with country stars Parker McCollum and Shay from Dan and Shay. The TikTok sensation stopped by the Life Minute Studios to fill us in on all he's been up to and perform his new single, I Hope.
So I just released a single. It's been like only like 2 weeks ago or something like that, 2.5 weeks ago. My inspiration came from being in a relationship with somebody, or, you know, I was talking to this girl and caught her talking to her ex like 3 different times while we were together. And I used that as inspiration, and it was a moment that I was going through, and it was basically, you know, just saying like, I hope he can give you everything that I don't. Yeah, that's kind of like the story behind it. It's a little bit more on the pop side. We've been like trying to figure out a way to like slowly go over to like not just like slamming in everyone's face like country, but figuring out a way where we can mix like the pop with country and do it really nicely. So this is a little bit more on the pop side, but we are slowly moving over. So I released Human. Human was a single that it was more so just you know, just a story of like myself, kind of, you know, I went through the beginning of this year was definitely not the most ideal beginning of the year that I wanted to get started on, you know, with family, relationships, with just everything. Life itself was just, you know, not the best at the beginning of the year. And I think that there's a lot of people that look at us and influencers and whether it's artists or whatever, just people with public figures, they look at us and they think that this life is so perfect and so awesome and all that stuff. And it was just kind of like me reminding people that, hey, you know, we're human just like everybody else, and we go through the same stuff that you guys go through. But it's just a little bit more like dramatized because it's obviously so public. But yeah, just letting everyone know, like, you know, we're human. We fall. We make mistakes just like everybody else. The CMA Fest, it was Raina, she's been a friend of mine since I was, I think 16 years old. Like, I've known her forever, and she's doing such awesome things right now. And she gave me the opportunity to come perform her. We have a song together, so she gave me the amazing opportunity to come perform with her at the CMA Fest, which opened a lot of amazing doors for me in that genre and that route over there that we're going towards. So it was really awesome. I'm from Texas originally. You know, I grew up in the South. I it's so funny. I wear cowboy boots now and stuff like that. But it's like I'm going back to like my home roots. I grew up, like, I used to like team rope with my dad. I used to rope and you know, ride horse, do all that fun stuff when I was younger. And then I got into the whole social media stuff. So it was like kind of like I went to this like city boy vibe for a while. But like, I've always, like, I don't really listen to like hip hop and all that stuff. Like, every time I get in the car, it's either like country music or worship music or something like that. It's so I mean, country is definitely like where I've always wanted to land. I just didn't know, like, because this whole like other world started happening, I was like, oh, I gotta roll with that because it's working. And I think I forgot, like, you know, what I wanted to do for a little while, and then I think we're really honing in on that and slowly moving over to that. So I think it's gonna be really, really awesome. I was actually just in Nashville for a week. I was only supposed to be there for 2 days. It was so funny. I was like homeless for a week, but I was only supposed to be there for 2 days for the CMA Fest, and then I ended up staying the entire week. And Parker is a really good friend of mine, and he was like, just basically like, stay at my house, like, you can just stay there, like, don't even worry about it. I was like, thank you so much. He ended up even like leaving Nashville, and we were just, me and my best friend John were just staying at his house. It was like dolo up in there. I was like, oh god. And then I got in there and I wrote with Shay and them, and Shay is so talented. It was unbelievable to see how awesome he works and everything like that, and how we brought the song together. But it's an amazing song, and that's definitely one of the near future ones I'm releasing, so I'm excited for you guys to hear that. And, you know, I grew up singing as best as I could. You know, I wasn't always like super, super nice with it, but I always wanted to do music. I grew up, you know, listening to, like, you know, like the Justin Biebers and all that stuff, and it's something that I always wanted to do. I just didn't know how to do it. I was always like this kid in this really small town. I'm from a small town called Alvarado, Texas. It's like just south of Dallas. There's like a couple thousand people in our town, so like nobody. And I was like, there was like no one that did music, so I never knew how to, like, I always played instruments. I started playing guitar and stuff like that when I was 10 years old. But I didn't know what it took to like put music together on the creative side of everything. Moving out to LA and being involved in the whole social space and entertainment industry, I met, you know, really awesome producers and songwriters and other artists and stuff like that, which allowed me to get in there with them and create and learn the process of music. So it's been really awesome to like figure it out. But music has definitely always been the end goal. I would say Justin is definitely up there. Justin was someone I've listened to for a really long time. On the countryside, I would say like the Parker McCollums, Dan and Shay, and like Luke Combs and Morgan Wallen for sure. Those are all guys that I listen to on repeat a lot. So travel essentials that I always take with me. I always bring my iPad so I can watch videos and stuff like that, and then I bring my laptop so I can still, like, you know, and my guitar, and I like write and work on the road still and stuff like that. So, but yeah, just like little, like my laptop, my iPad and my guitar and stuff. So a lot of people think that I just blew up from TikTok or whatever, but I mean, that's what helped me the most for sure. But I was on social media and stuff like that for the last like 6.5 years. Like I was back, like I was never like really big, but like on Vine, like I was on Vine like back in the day. But the TikTok definitely took it to a whole new level though. It was a lot to take in at a really fast like pace. But I ended up getting like 20 million followers over like a span of like 2 years. And was put in this big, like, just light and really, really fast. And it was really hard to, like, adapt to, you know. I've been doing it for a little while, but not at that scale. So it was a lot different, and it was a lot, you know, very invasive on my privacy. Even from, like, my house, we had, there was at one point where we had, like, our address got leaked. So I had, like, hundreds of people living outside, like, staying outside of our house at all times. We had, like, paparazzi, like, flying drones up to our, like, windows and, like, up to the rooftop of our house. Like, it was, like... I literally felt like a zoo animal at one point. It was like, what is going on here, you know? Because it's like, I can say it, and like a lot of people are embarrassed about it, but I'm like, whatever, it's cool. Because I got popular from being like a quote unquote like hot guy on the internet. Like I wasn't doing music, and that's not like what made me like who I was. So I was always making like, you know, like I made like shirtless videos and all that stuff. It's kind of funny, but we would get together and like we'd have friends, and we have like collab days where we just get together and have a bunch of friends come over, and we just like, they have like dancing videos or funny like comedy skits or whatever it is, and we just kind of bounce off of each other and just make it. But there's also videos that are just on the fly, like we see somebody do it and we're just like, we just set the phone up and do it, like just like exactly what they did. There's just, it's very like spontaneous, honestly. There's not like a lot of thought that goes into it, but it's like, it's just fun. We just like catch a vibe with our friends. Meeting the people that I've met, like as far as like, you know, like Drake and Justin and all that stuff, like being in those, like, you know, those positions, it would have not been possible without any of this. So those are definitely some of the coolest moments that I definitely cherish and like I hold on to for a long time. There is so many celebrities that you meet that are honestly like, sorry, but like assholes. They are like so rude. Like they are, I turn to like, and I use them as example, like as far as like, you know, Parker McCollum and Justin and Drake and all those guys, like they are honestly some of the most down-to-earth, like, sweetest people I've ever met in my life, and I didn't expect it. You know, you look at all these people, I mean, even people tell me, they're like, I thought you were gonna be, like, an arrogant asshole. Like, they were like, but you're actually like, really, really nice, and like that, you know, they literally, like, they pulled me aside and just, like, talked to me about life and what I was doing and the ways that I could be doing it better and just everything, you know. Like, it's cool because like you never think that these people are watching you, but they are like, you know, I've been watching for years, you know, I've been seeing what you're doing, I've been that, and it's like crazy to think it's like these people have been watching me and like seeing what I'm doing. It's like, that's crazy to think about, you know, but it's still a little starstruck. But it's definitely something that's not easy. It's definitely something you have to adapt to. I don't think it really ever gets better because it's so public. Like it's just something that you kind of just have to like get used to. But it's something that I asked for, I got myself into. So it's, but you know, like I said, there is not really like any private life with it. There's, you know, even whenever I go out to eat with my family and, you know, there's stuff like that, there's always like people coming up and asking for photos or filming or whatever. But the hate stuff, you know, it took me a while to understand, but people are just mean for no reason. Like that's just how it is. Like people all have an opinion and you just got to realize like, you know what you're doing and you know, like, you know what's working, man. And like whatever's making you happy, that doesn't matter. Like whatever anyone else thinks, it's just like let them, they're all gonna have an opinion. There's gonna be people that like you, there's gonna be people that don't like you, and there's nothing you can do about it. So just keep your head. I don't even read a lot of comments, honestly. I tend to like stay away from them, like I don't know, because every time I open my phone, especially TikTok is like the most crucial app I've ever been on in my life. They're so mean, they're so rude on there. I'm like I don't know how people base their lives off of, like, that's also one thing you have to look at, is like these people are like basing their lives off of like being mean to people on the internet. It's like I would hate to be that person. Like I just think of that. Why? Make music. That's like the only thing that doesn't feel like work to me. That's like my like therapy, I would say, because I've never been good with like talking with people about my problems. But so like I'll turn to music and I'll like just kind of write about what I'm going through and stuff like that. So definitely music is like my like therapy of everything. Like just get away from life for a second. I would say because I've been doing more of the music now, it's like wake up. I will film some stuff, but I'm usually doing music throughout the whole day, whether it's writing or even like, you know, like interviews and just talking about everything. But I also like to, like, I've been like getting out a lot more and doing like I play basketball and stuff like that too. Like trying to stay like grounded with life too, because I did get so in like indulged with this like social media, like materialistic stuff, that I forgot like what the point of life was as well, and like all that stuff. And I was just like working myself so much, and so I definitely, like, I'll play basketball. I'll have like days where I don't do anything. I just go and like have a day of like sports or whatever, just hang out with friends, like real moments with real people. So but yeah, I would just say like music and filming and meetings is like usually like what my weeks look like, for sure. Even at the beginning of the year, I did, like, you know, I was still posting here and there, but like I took like a hard like couple months where like I literally only got on there to post my stuff, and then I got right off. Like, I didn't look at anything. I just like, I went home for a little while. I spent some time with my family. I was just like, I just like at like a, just like a low point, and I think that I just needed to, like I said, like reground myself with life, like rebuild my relationship with God, like all kinds of stuff, because I was just like not in a good headspace at all. So I play a lot of sports. I fight. I play a lot of basketball. Basketball, like, I probably play like 4 times a week, and then I've been in the gym like every day now. So I'm trying to get bigger. You know, I'm trying to, you know, I was like, I want to get my summer body on, and then like I woke up this morning, I was like, summer's here, and what, I'm not where I need to be. So I'm like, everything happens so fast, but I'm trying on a daily basis. It's so hard because I like sweets so much, and I like unhealthy food, and Taco Bell and McDonald's is so good, and I'm like, damn it. I think that motivation is also like the people you surround yourself with. You know, you definitely feed off of their energy for sure. And just also like I said, like, music is something that doesn't feel like work to me. So like, unless, like, I don't know if it'll get to that point at one time, but right now, like, I love waking up and doing music. Like, because I got to a point where, like, with the social media stuff, I was like, I gotta get up, I gotta film, I gotta do these brand deals. I was just hating life. I felt like a robot. I felt like I was just doing the same thing over and over again. And, but music, I love it so much. I get up every day and I'm like, I can't wait to do this, you know? But I would say, like, I mean, just probably just, yeah, good people around me. I listen to like a lot of worship music and a lot of like service, church services and stuff like that, just to keep myself like definitely like level headed with everything as well. So Judah Smith is like my pastor. Like, that's, I go to church home in LA, so that's like one of my favorites for sure. I love Mexican food. Like, Mexican food is like my favorite. It's like right there with like Italian and Mexican. But I think also it's because like LA doesn't have like any good Mexican food really. Like, it's all like whatever. But so anytime I can get some good Mexican food, I'm like, yes, please. A lot of people don't know that I raced like professional motocross my whole life. I've been riding dirt bike since I was 3 years old. I mean, I did a lot of stuff, but motocross was definitely like the highest level of anything for sure. I think just who I am as a, like, you know, there's so many people that like meet me. I just had this conversation yesterday, actually. It's funny. I think this, their idea of me based off of the internet and this like small form of like content that they get from me, they portray me a certain way or think of me a certain way without even knowing me, which is like, that's a blessing and a curse. But yeah, I would say, because I've met so many people that are like, oh, like, you're actually like such a genuine guy. Like, I thought you were gonna be like an asshole. Like, I was saying, like, they thought that, like, you know, all these people are just like rude and like cocky and all this stuff. And I'm like, nah, man. I mean, there is a lot of them for sure, don't get me wrong, but there's so many like awesome people too that do this. So I would say, slow down. Like, be patient. I think that's like the hardest thing to do, because everyone's wanting to move at a million miles an hour and get all this stuff so fast and all that. But I think I would say, like, really just slow down and breathe for a second and remember why you're doing everything you're doing, because I think people get lost in it really, really fast. And I definitely did for a while. Lots of music. We're making this transition to the countryside of everything. So I'm really, really excited for that. We have a lot of amazing songs coming out. We have some shows, we have some tour stops and stuff like that that we're planning as well. So just like a lot of music, a lot of like hitting the road and just like, but we're in the development side of everything right now. So just kind of figuring it out, getting my feet wet, and then just slowly, like I said, just slowly working towards it. Dream collaboration. Oh, I'm gonna give two different genres because I love it, but I would go back to like the Justins, because I have been listening for so long. I know him personally, I just know his heart and everything. I love him as a person. And then probably like Luke Combs or something like that. Luke is like someone that I really, really enjoy. I like his music a lot. Stream I Hope. That's about it. I Hope just dropped like 2 weeks ago, so be sure to go stream that and check it out everywhere. What's up, guys? I'm Taylor Holder, and this is my new single, I Hope. It's about a breakup that I went through, and I hope you guys can relate to it. soul in your eyes, or your little white lies. Every time you said you needed space, and now I'm falling apart without you in my arms. And I hope that he holds you the same. Tears in a smile as we let go. Oh, I hope he loves you in all the ways I don't. Loves all the things that you hate about yourself. When you're afraid, I hope he holds you close. I hope he's the one you call home. Our favorite song came on the radio, and it hurts to admit, but I'm breaking. And darling, you were the best part of me, but I know some hearts just don't fit the same. Tears in a smile as we let go. Oh, I hope he loves you in all the ways I don't. Loves all the things that you hate about yourself. When you're afraid, I hope he holds you close. I hope he's the one. Oh, I hope he loves you in all the ways I don't. Loves all the things that you hate about yourself. When you're afraid, I hope he holds you close. I hope he's the one you call home. I hope he's the one you call home. I hope he's the one you call home. I hope he's the one. I hope he's the one. I hope he's the one you call home. Thank you, guys.
To see more of this interview, visit our website, lifeminute.tv. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, Life Minute TV.